What up, guys, and welcome to Professor P's Audio Diary Season 4, Episode 6. I had to take a little hiatus because I had some healings to do and also just a lot of deep reflection and kind of really understanding that, and actually overstanding. I'm coming into overstanding that I will never be the same person again. And I know we just did the death card and I kind of had to go quiet after that because it was very serious. There was a very serious tone with me, with the universe, like just kind of asking me who I want to be, what's it going to be, how I'm going to be, all of these different things. So I feel like my tribe were kind of coming into that culmination, full fruition of new self through the death of old ego. So a lot of my mood has been balancing and stabilizing through allowing yourself to rest. You actually have to allow yourself to download into your new reality, your new consciousness, or else you're always going to feel like you're fighting paradigms. You're always going to feel like you're this way or that way, going backwards, left, and then going forwards. All of these different energies that don't really need to be there. So I've been doing that and releasing final stigmas that were formed in my subconscious due to my upbringing. So thinking back on it, you know, me and my mother, we always moved around. We always had to go and leave somewhere that was comfortable. 828, someone's confirmation, maybe that's your situation too. There were always like complications with the lease or something ending and then the rent rising, so we had to leave. So in my subconscious, it was like it was hard for me to grasp the idea of an actual home. And then on the other spectrum of it, with my father, he had a nice house, he had a nice car, but he was always at work. So I kind of subconsciously took it as you got to work really hard to have a nice house. And like, even on the other hand, you know, you got to work so hard just to pull things together. If you can just get this, if you can just make this happen, like just these stigmas, these things on my mind that I've really been wrestling with letting go of, and just kind of deciding, how does Paris attract abundance in her life? How does Paris make things come together in her life without all of these other things? So I actually had a dream of my father for the first time in a while. And it's just like he had said something like, if you want to come on the boat with me, like you gotta, I can't remember. It was just something like telling me like if I wanted to move forward, basically I had to let go of something that had to do with him. But he was very distracted in the dream. So that's kind of how I took it, like that masculine energy is distracted. So it was like I had a hard time focusing on my vision of self due to that distracted masculine archetype in my life. So a lot of us, we could be healing from father wounds or looking deeper into parental issues and seeing how they have sculpted us in this present moment. So now that I'm kind of on my own, it's like I have this fear of always needing to constantly move around. I don't want to, like I sincerely don't want to, you know. And it's like I'll get into a place and I won't even be thinking about, you know, just the fact that I've gotten there. And I talked about this before, I'll just start thinking about how am I going to maintain. And it's just like to put myself in that mindset really is not good. This is why I've been kind of quiet the last 48 hours, because I really don't, like, I have this huge fear of making the same mistakes again, really. Like, I get really down on myself. I start to notice this, like, pessimism. And I'm just like, come on, we gotta stand up. So that's what I've been doing. I've been empowering myself over, you know, the last 48, because I sincerely don't want to go back to who I was. And I was really, like, letting this sink in, and you know, to dead the old you means to dead everything else that came with it. You know, everything else that was attached to that personality is now gone. And I was so afraid of feeling that emptiness that, you know, once I fully surrendered the old me, that old identity, the old thought patterns, everything, and I fell into that. That's what I fell into, the dark hole. I fell into it, and I had absolutely nothing to offer. I literally felt like I just don't have anything to offer the world. I don't care. I don't, quite frankly, don't give a fuck. All of this. And then I pulled myself back up, and I felt finally like a creator, like a seriousness to my creator. Like, it wasn't just about the fame and the glory, it was like about the legacy. And it's crazy because David Bowie was telling me that usually when I channel souls that I'm appointed to, they will give me something in exchange, like some of their wisdom or something that they see me lacking, they'll help me with. So he told me that he would help me kind of have like zest, passion, sensuality, even when it came to my life, because you can approach life in a sensual way. This is what he was telling me. And I was like, okay. So I let it go. And then I had woken up with just like this seriousness to my creator. Like, I can make these dreams happen. Everything that I'm sitting on, all of these movie ideas, all of these books, all of these songs, all of these visions, I have time. Like, and it's serious because this is what is going to kind of sculpt the new programming in a way, because we're moving out of old programming and everything is a programming. You're programmed, you know, like, and we're programmed in different ways, you know. It doesn't have to be like in a negative sense. Okay. So yeah, I was just realizing that anything that is not really getting me anywhere, it doesn't really need to be there. Like, I was really feeling like, you know, even when I did have that margarita, I was just like, this still ain't it. Like, this still ain't it. I don't feel it. Like, I don't feel it. Like, it's cool, but is this a muscle memory? You know, like, it's just like, I was still like having that kind of conversation with myself. Like, is this like, what is my heart really telling me? Like, this isn't really what's truly making the girls happy. It's just that the girls like are kind of fearing falling into the void a little bit. So I had pushed myself off of that cliff. I was like, we're gonna have to, like, this is a new world. And that's what I came out with. Just like, no matter what point or where I have to start or restart or go back to, I'm always going to chase these dreams. It doesn't matter. And this motivated me. And you can't be afraid of rejection when you're trying to manifest. You cannot be afraid of failure or making mistakes when you're trying to manifest. It's just about really you holding that vision. It's so cliche, but it's so true. Because then, you know, they say the person who doesn't give up is the most deadly. And that is my will to life. I will never give up. I may talk about how it made me feel. I may express how down I may go through whatever, but I always come back to the same conclusion. I'll pray, I'll reset my grid, and I'll move on. And I will redirect my attention back on the light. So it's kind of like expanded my consciousness to grander things. So a lot of you guys, if you're feeling like this, just know that it's kind of like that final subconscious wave and purge of the deeper rooted issues that form the mechanics of how you live on a grand scale versus on the day to day. Like, what is stopping you from looking at the bigger picture? This is what I was really working through. What is stopping me from looking beyond the present and what I have right in this moment today? And it's the vision. So it's about holding that vision right now for ourselves, the vision of what we want out of life, and letting go of the current circumstances and just being grateful that we're still alive to have that chance to make it happen. This is what the divine has been humbling me into. It's like, no matter what I do, things will sort of slow down, because the divine wants me to be grateful for the visions that I hold in my heart versus what's actually going on right in front of me. Because it's like, if I had all of those things, would it make me comfortable? Or when you're pushed in a certain way where those things are unpredictable, it kind of makes you focus on the other things that are more solid, like things that you can focus on within. So this is like the lesson that I've been going through, and this is, I feel like what I'm learning, like it's like I'm breaking out like a fear, like just courage, really just this huge courage, like that I got this huge courage boost about the bigger picture and what it means to be a creator in the arts and not giving up on that vision because I don't know how to, like, how I'm gonna get there. Okay, so it's like I also kept hearing dream home, you know? It's like my consciousness was trying to block out that I could have a permanent home, a place to call my own for life. You know, I could own a home and never have to worry about things. And I never let myself go there to manifest that because I thought that I would always have to be hopping around. And I thought, oh no, this is just how like I want to live. And it's just like, no, you don't. Like I started to realize that, like, no, I quite literally don't. Even a lease, even 6 months, like it's like I kind of want somewhere where I know I can always go home to without it being my mother's house. You know, like I want somewhere where I can sit down and also like I can travel freely, but I know that I can go home. So I was realizing this in deep meditation, 8:38, so almost confirmation, like that this is something that was attainable, but I was thinking it was not because of the things, the way that I live my life and how things never really worked out. That's how I always saw it. I just saw that, okay, we're here for like the year and then we're gonna leave again. And then we're here for, it's just like, that's not really living. That's not where you can plant roots, you know, like when it starts to get to a real ancestral level, like, you know, our ancestors planted roots, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I kind of want to be somewhere where like I know that my garden is there, I know that like I have my animals, like just everything. I don't have to worry about packing and moving and bagging. It's not a good feeling. It's truly not. So I've been accepting that about myself and kind of reaching higher and not being afraid of the journey that will, like, how, like, it'll look for me to get there or what I may lose getting there. It's just like, you're gonna get there. So I've been letting go of all of that. Clearing out lots of deep-rooted curses when it came to thought patterns and the life I could create due to that parental upbringing. So breaking these boundaries and no longer afraid to look back. Like I said, you cannot fear rejection when manifesting. You just have to hop all the way in and trust the flow and the journey of getting there. It's either all or nothing. It's truly like, that's really what I was seeing. That's the serious undertone. That's why the Grim Reaper was here, because he was ready to collect that dark piece of my soul. Oh, look at the cat. Just looking at me. Hi, baby. Oh. Oh, just looking at me so adoringly. Like, just like in admiration. So cute. But that's why the Grim Reaper had to come. Because he was like, baby girl. Listen, it's still not it. It's still, you're still needing to surrender these things, these traits, these habits that, like, even people, just the way that you maneuvered yourself, it's over. It's dead. It's done. You have changed so much. It is done. Stop. Like, seriously, like, that is kind of how the universe and the death, like, all of that has been feeling with me. Like, it's just like, I think that I've been so afraid to accept the new Paris. Like, that's really been the subconscious thing. Like, I've been so afraid to accept, like, how powerful I really am and how powerful I really can get. And it's just like, it all changed when I released those like shackles about how powerful I could be, like the limitless it's no limits to this shit. It's no limits to it. And the universe has been showing me it. Like, there was this dog barking, and I kind of went back into my natural, like, 11 mode, you know, from Stranger Things, where I was just like, source, turn the dog off, you know, because when I'm really in my power, I know I can turn shit off. And then the dog instantly stopped barking because it was whining and wailing for like 10 minutes. And I just knew it was an inconvenience to everyone. So sovereignty over the land. Like, I literally put my hand out and I was like, source, turn that dog off. Because I'm really trying to meditate right now. I'm trying to break through. And I just feel like this is like a devilish interference for whatever reason. I know that the dog is a dog. But I just feel like this is really distracting right now. And instantly, it was just like, boom. So it was like the divine has been tapping me back into that natural. Because I was this way until I got super fucking distorted. When I started to try to prove my powers to the people around me, especially in my romantic relationship, it was like I was trying so hard to get the... Ow, why'd you jump on my back, baby? No. No. Uh-uh. No, baby. That's not the right thing to do. Okay? No. This one is super bad. One of these kittens, I'm like, it's always got to be one. But, yeah, it was like... In my last relationship, I tried so hard to prove to this person that I was magical. Like, it's like, like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Like, seriously, because it really fucked me up. And I'm sorry I'm cursing so much, but it's just like, it made me so angry because, like, I tried so hard and it just fucked me up for so long. It took me so long to just remember what I was doing. And it's like, it's not to put the blame fully on that person. It's a mixture of shit. It's just like... It's just really taught me so much. It really taught me so much. And it's like, I'm at a point where I have to, like, I can't act like I don't know shit. I just can't act like that anymore. And it's really been catching up to me because I've been operating that way consciously. But it's like, this subconscious purge has really been showing me who I really am. Like, I will never prove, I try to prove myself to anyone ever again. Ever. Ever. My work speaks for itself. Everything speaks for itself. My reviews, my testimonies, my life, it all speaks for itself. So I'm happy that I've went through that, but it's just like, at the same time, I had to acknowledge how much, like, I threw myself out of myself. Like, trying to get validation, you know, from that person who was very close to me, because I didn't have a lot of people close to me who was kind of seeing that journey unfold. And in ways, I just kind of felt like there was just like so much hindrance. Like, it's just like, it just really fucked me up. I know you are not peeing in this corner. Oh my God. This is here. This is why you... Okay. Excuse me, guys. This is what happens when you have three kittens. But luckily, before I came here, I was guided to get some pee spray for the carpet. And when I tell you guys I need that, I need that. But... enough about that. You know, I'm not gonna go on to a rampage about how, because I'm not a victim, okay? I'm not, it's not victim, it's just relief and almost like redemption. We're just redeeming myself after all of that and like waking up, because like source was showing me like, you've been trying so hard to keep everything in order, you don't realize you've thrown yourself now to the left of your body, to the right, actually. I was kind of pulling myself from the right. a little bit too spiritual, like kind of like trying to maneuver what's going on up there, making sure everything's good on the veil other side while also moving down here. Like, I was just getting all of that in order. So a lot of us, we could be pulling ourselves back into center the right way, you know, and finally understanding and overstanding how to keep our energies central, neutral. And it's going to be a process of trial and error, but I feel like we're finally getting it. I feel like, you know, a lot of us, we kind of probably had to have things rammed into us over and over and over again. And that's kind of what I've been going through, is just like, okay. And the divine has been very clear with me, like, you know, don't be hard on yourself. This is all a part of the process. You pray for us to continue to keep you reminded of what to do, and we do that, and it manifests in these different ways. So just be open to the way that the divine works in your life, especially when you pray for certain things. Okay, so let me see what the card of the day is, because I think we're almost done. But I'm going to go with the King of Pentacles, because I feel like we haven't touched upon the King of Pentacles. So the King of Pentacles is a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn male energy. It's someone who's very financially stable, very business oriented, but also family oriented and reliable. And I feel like that's the energy that we're kind of calling in right now, is that King of Pentacles energy, so that we can move on from distrust within the self. The King of Pentacles is very certain of himself and what he can offer to the world. So this is the energy that I've been stepping into. This is the energy a lot of us have been stepping into. And in order for us to manifest a union, because I'm seeing the Lovers here in the correct way, we have to embody that masculine energy and through the correct action, through taking the correct actions in our life. So this would mean being very cut and dry. Being very cut and dry, because that's also like, you know, the King of Pentacles can kind of be a little boring, because he kind of has this routine, structure, schedule set about him, but it's successful. He does it because it works. So he's not unreliable, okay? In reverse, this can talk about someone who's greedy, who only thinks about money. You know, they could kind of overindulge in the finer things in life, but in the upright, they know exactly what they deserve, kind of just like the Queen of Pentacles. Let me also look this up too. If you hear the kitten, she's on punishment, because she's a little bad. She has to go in the cage for a little bit until I'm done. But she's good. Trust me, she's the most spoiled. That's why she's whining like that. But yes, it's the mature, grounded male, successful, empire, wealthy businessman, bettering yourself. This is King of Pentacles, takes care of himself. He likes to take care of himself. He likes to smell good. You know, I'm saying he because that's the masculine energy that comes up. Okay, so it can be the King of Pentacles can come up, and that can be your energy also if you're feminine. But in the advice, it's kind of telling you it's time to start focusing on your empire. It's time to start focusing on your success and reaching your goals and being dependable to yourself, and your hard work will pay off. This is what I was realizing. Like, I have these spiritual goals. I know how to do my spiritual work. Let me just continue doing that, because these other things are not going to make me happy. It was a harsh realization. And it was kind of like the divine was showing me, like, you know, even though you have free will and you want to do these things, what is your heart really saying to you, though? And when I had refrained from overly indulging and I went home and I fought those urges to get more after that margarita, it was like I started to realize that wasn't what really made me happy. It wasn't. And it was like sad. It was sad because I realized that would cut out 98% of dark life, which I was used to living, the dark shadow life, the shadow life that seems fun, but is really not. It actually drains your soul, you know, and it's just like, I had to accept that I did come into this King of Pentacles energy where I'm very goal-oriented at this time in my life. So let me just stick to that, because it feels good whenever I stay in that mindset. So a lot of us, we could just be craving stability right now over fun. And that's totally okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, however you choose to balance it is how you choose to balance it, but it's your business. So you don't have to explain that to anybody. And that's what I was realizing, like, kind of when I was in that relationship, I felt like I was too serious, you know, like, oh, I was like trying to make these goals happen. But look where I am now. Look where I am now. That's kind of what Spirit was saying. Look at where you are now. Look at what you've built for yourself. You have a whole place to yourself. You've been taking care of yourself. You've started a podcast. You've done all these things. So stop worrying about how serious you look to the world. That's like really what I was really starting. Like, I'm very spiritually serious. So if that's what makes me feel good in life, then that's what it is. I like to take care of my home. I like to take care of my finances. And if I want to attract somebody who reflects that behavior, I cannot be trying to suppress that side of me. So a lot of us, yes, it's conservative energy. A lot of us are needing to own those aspects of ourselves because that's what's going to make us the most successful right now. And in reverse, I can talk about someone being ungrounded, unsuccessful, you know, broke, gambler, like greedy, just unfaithful, you know, all of these different energies, cold and ruthless. You're losing your grip. You need that King of Pentacles in your life. You need that King of Pentacles energy to sustain the earthly realm. You need earth energy. We need all the elements, but right now we need to ground. This is what it's saying over the next 24 hours. Ground into how we're going to implement these methods and stay with them so that we're successful. Okay? There's a time and place for everything. Okay. It's also saying to call upon the King of Pentacles when you need an abundance boost. Or when you need passion or spark, or you need structure in your life, you need help figuring out how to go about your plans, the universe will send in angels to help you. This is kind of, I did a prayer on myself this morning just to kind of remind myself of the plans and what I should do, the bigger actions. So make sure you guys are meditating on that over the next 24 hours or when this finds you. Okay, so that's mainly what I get on the King of Pentacles. It's very, you know, to the point, okay? That, you know, when a king pops up in your reading, it can also talk about somebody with that energy coming your way. It just depends on the surrounding cards, okay? Like the Eight of Wands and the King of Pentacles. You'll be getting communication from a King of Pentacles, or let's say Ace of Cups, King of Pentacles, love offer, okay? Four of Swords, King of Pentacles. This could say you need to meditate on your ideas when it comes to your long-term wealth and stability. Okay. Okay, so today is a day of three, mind, body, soul alignment. How are we going to manifest alignment? Through letting go of any toxic habits, addictions, or traits. Where do we need to pull back on the fun spending? Are we spending too much on fun? Do we need to spend more on our resources? How can we invest more so that we don't end up in a lack mindset? How do we keep the money in our bank accounts without it fluctuating too much? These are all of the questions that we're going to begin asking ourselves because we're starting to crave more stability. We've gotten our emotions under control. We've done the clearing and the purging. Now it's time to focus on the material. Like we were getting that Ace of Pentacles, the divine bag. It's coming, it's grounding, and the divine kind of wants to see, are we going to be fully willing to surrender the things that don't make us happy, even though they're there and available to us. And, you know, I did have to come out of this corrupt mindset of thinking that I'm going to die and release the boogeyman and shit after. But that doesn't, that still doesn't mean that that's what's for me. It's like, it's still, and I don't care. I will always share my journey with you guys. I'm constantly learning, unlearning, learning, unlearning, just all of these things. And I feel like the more that we start to realize the resources that we can offer ourselves when we're stable, will be a lot happier. Okay? So I hope this helped you guys. Peace out. See you at the next one. I I also want to add, with the King of Pentacles energy, you really have to be willing to put in that work. You cannot be afraid to put in that work. When you are being initiated into a more abundant life, the universe is testing you to see what strategies are you going to use to continue to implement a better lifestyle. So that means that you may need to save more. That may mean you need to stop eating out so much. That may mean that you have to start saving more. That may mean that you have to stop play spending. You know, all of these different things that you'll be asked to do when you are coming into the King of Pentacles energy. I feel like a lot of us are going to have that conversation with ourselves, kind of like financial advising. The soul, asking the soul, what does it really need right now? And then figuring out what it wants, and then putting the needs at the top of the list, and then moving the wants down to the bottom. So checking off all of your needs, and then you can get to what you want. Because when you take care of your needs, the universe will give you more of what you want. This is how the King of Pentacles is so reliable and so dependable. The King of Pentacles, you look at them because you know they got money. You don't want to be that person where they're like, I don't think I want to ask them. I don't think people can't rely on you because they know that you don't really got it like that. That you always exude this kind of like struggle mentality, you know? So I just wanted to add that on because I felt like it was really important. Okay. Peace out.